It feels like there's not really ever a day that goes by that I don't think about two questions. Where are you trying to get to? And how much time do you think you have? I think I tend to be affected more greatly by movies that end up being metaphors related to those two thoughts. And so when I watched Collateral, on the one hand, it's a great action movie, interesting, suspenseful, dramatic. And on the other hand, I think it's a metaphor for those questions. What you have on the one hand is a story about a hitman, played by Tom Cruise, who comes into town and takes a cab driver played by Jamie Foxx, and he forces him basically to drive around LA to complete hits. So you have this interesting story, this drama, this intense action sequence, essentially. And on the other hand, you have a metaphor about the choices that we make and how much time we think we have, and specifically, what we do with our lives. There's this scene that I think is maybe the most important in the whole movie, and it's really interesting. One of those kind of scenes where you turn up the volume and lean in. It's where they just did the fourth hit, and Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx's characters get away after an intense nightclub shooting. And Jamie Foxx has basically had it with this hitman, and says to him things like, "You don't even know what anyone else is thinking. You just killed people who had kids. What's wrong with you? Were you one of those institutionalized guys? I think you're real low, my brother." And Tom Cruise's response is really interesting. Now, at the beginning of this night, Tom Cruise, the hitman, learns the cab driver's story, which was he's been driving a cab for 12 years, saving up to buy a limousine so he could start his own limousine company. That's the goal of what he's doing. But Tom Cruise kind of gets a sense, a file on this guy that, you know, 12 years is a long time to do a temporary thing. And he also notices that there's this phone number of a girl that he got earlier. And it's on his dashboard. And Tom Cruise says, "You're going to call that girl?" And Jamie Foxx says, doesn't say yes right away. He kind of hesitates. And right there, that's pretty much all he needs to know. After Jamie Foxx questions his ability to understand humanity, Tom Cruise says, Someday my dream will come, huh? One night you'll wake up and discover it never happened. It's all turned around on you. Suddenly you're old. Didn't happen. And it never will, because you were never going to do it anyway. You're pushing in a memory that zoned out in your Barca lounger, being hypnotized by daytime TV for the rest of your life. All it ever took was a down payment on a Lincoln Town Car. Or that girl. You can't even call that girl. What the fuck are you still doing driving a cab?" Now, the interesting thing to me is these two characters respect each other, I think. Jamie Foxx's character respects the hitman in some ways because he kind of doing the opposite of what he is. He's not in a cab every day. He's not saving up. He's not zoned out in a Barca lounger. He's out there living. He's doing terrible things, but he's out there experiencing the world. And he gets things done. I think that's what he respects about him. And I think Tom Cruise's character respects the cab driver because he can tell he's principled. He has good morals, has maybe had a good upbringing and seems like a really nice guy, down to earth, steady, consistent, maybe something to be envied there on both sides. So in the end, it comes back to that idea of what are you going to do with your life? You don't have as much time as you think you do. Here's a cab driver driving for 12 years, still saving money. Why is he holding on to that dream? Or why hasn't he moved on that dream? Why hasn't he acted? You have to act, right? Is that what the hitman is saying? You gotta act. I'm acting. I'm doing terrible things, but I'm acting. You're not. You're on the sidelines. You're not in the game. Yeah, but you're in the game, but you're part of the problem. But with 2 trillion galaxies out there, as the hitman says, nobody notices us. You, me, the cop, anybody. Nobody notices.
Trope is a Polish cavalry. You're alive. I saved you. Do I get any thanks? No. All you can do is clam up. You want to talk? Want me to fuck off?
Fuck off. You have to kill Fanning?
The fuck is Fanning?
Fanning, the cop. Why'd you have to kill him? He probably got family, kids are gonna grow up without him. He believed me.
Oh, I should have saved him because he believed you.
No, not that.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that. What's wrong with that?
It's what I do for a living.
Some living.
Head downtown.
What's downtown?
Well, how are you at math? Sorry, for 5 hits, I did 4.
Why didn't you just kill me and get another cab driver?
Because you're good. We're in this together. Fates intertwined, cosmic coincidence, you know?
You're full of shit.
All that crap. I'm full of shit. You're a monument of it. You even bullshitted yourself. All I am is taking out the garbage, killing bad people.
Well, that's what you said.
You believe me?
Then what'd they do?
How do I know, you know? Look at that. Witness for the prosecution looked to me. Probably some major federal indictment of somebody who majorly does not want to get indicted.
So that's the reason.
That's the why. There's no reason. There's no good reason. There's no bad reason to live or to die.
Then what are you?
Indifferent. Get with it. Millions of galaxies of hundreds of millions of stars and a speck on one in a blink. That's us, lost in space. The cop, you, me. Who notices?
What's with you?
As in,
if somebody had a gun to your head and said, you gotta tell me what's going on with this person over here or I'm gonna kill you. What is driving him? What was he thinking? You know, you couldn't do it, could you? Because they would have to kill your ass because you don't know what anyone else is thinking. I think you're low, my brother, way low. Like, what were you, one of those institutionalized raised guys? Anybody home? And the standard parts that are supposed to be there in people and you aren't. Well, why would you kill me?
Well, the cabbie's not there. I get Max, Sigmund Freud meets Dr. Ruth.
Answer the question.
Towels, clean cab, limo company someday. How much you got saved?
That ain't none of your business.
Someday my dream will come. One night you'll wake up and you'll discover it never happened. It's all turned around on you. It never will. Suddenly you are old. Didn't happen. And it never will because you were never going to do it anyway. You're pushing in a memory that zone out in your Barco lounger, being hypnotized by daytime TV for the rest of your life. Don't you talk to me about murder. All it ever took was a down payment on a Lincoln Town Car. That girl, you can't even call that girl. What the fuck are you still doing driving a cab?
So I'd give this a solid 8 out of 10 stars. I thought it was a great movie. It's on HBO right now if you're interested in watching it. Collateral by Michael Mann with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. Classic. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Troy. Arthouse43.com if you want to find out more information about this or find other episodes. Patreon.com/arthouseradio if you'd like to donate. And we do have a YouTube channel if you're listening to this. So youtube.com/arthouseradio. All right, my friends, I'll see you next week with the next movie. Peace, love, and until next time.